This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. In Saudi Arabia, 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims have been killed after a passenger bus carrying them from Mecca to Medina collided with a diesel tanker early this morning. According to preliminary reports, the incident occurred around 1:30 a.m. Indian time at Mufrihat. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed sadness at the loss of lives, including Indian nationals, in Medina accident. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has also expressed grief over the accident. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy has expressed deep shock over the accident. In a release, the Chief Minister said initial reports indicate that many of the passengers in the bus hailed from Hyderabad. A control room has been set up in the state secretariat in Hyderabad. A control room with the numbers 9179979597754 and 9912919545. In addition, a control room has also been set up at Telangana Bhavan in Delhi. The numbers are 9871999044, 9958322143 and 9643723157. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said Operation Sindoor was just a trailer which ended in 88 hours. He said India is prepared for any circumstances in future. The Army Chief said that state-sponsored terrorism is a concern for India because it always talks about progress and development. Addressing a curtain raiser of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, General Dwivedi said there has been a significant decline in terrorist activity in Jammu and Kashmir. A Delhi court today sent Amir Rashid Ali, an accused in the Red Fort Blast case, to 10 days custody of the National Investigation Agency. A resident of Kashmir, Ali is accused of conspiring with Umar Muhammad Navi. He was produced before the principal district and sessions judge. The court granted the NIA's request for his custodial interrogation. The NIA is coordinating with Delhi Police, Jammu and Kashmir Police, Haryana Police, Uttar Pradesh Police and several central agencies as it continues its probe across multiple states. In Bihar, the state cabinet under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today recommended dissolving the cabinet of the outgoing NDA government. The recommendation was made to dissolve the current government's cabinet from the 19th November. After the last cabinet meeting of the present government, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar visited Raj Bhavan and handed over a letter to Governor Arif Muhammad Khan conveying the cabinet's decision to dissolve it. After this, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will attend the Janata Dal United Legislature Party meeting. Nitish Kumar is likely to be unanimously elected as the Legislature Party leader. The meeting of Northern Zonal Council is underway at Faridabad in Haryana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing the meeting. Chief Ministers of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi and Jammu and Kashmir and Lieutenant Governors of Delhi and Jammu and Kashmir along with senior officials are participating in the meeting. A moment of silence was observed in the meeting to pay tribute to the victims of the Delhi Red Fort blast. Coordination among the state governments, water sharing issues and development work is expected to be discussed in the meeting. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal is now producing the verdict in the high-profile crimes against humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her close aides, former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal and ex-police chief Chaudhry Abdullah Al-Mamun, who has since turned state witness. Additional forces from the Border Guard Bangladesh Rapid Action Battalion and the army have been deployed around the tribunal premises. The charges against Hasina originate from the student-led uprising of July and August last year, during which prosecutors allege the then Awami League government carried out a violent suppression of protesters. Indian public service oil companies have signed a one-year deal to import liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the United States. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the companies will import around 2.2 million tons per annum of LPG, which will be sourced from the U.S. Gulf Coast. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.